This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Let's watch your step, sir.
May proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Could you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Yes, my name is William Foley, F-O-L-E-Y.
And where do you work, sir?
I work for U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
What does the U.S. Customs and Border Protection do?
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection inspects arriving merchandise, cargo, and travelers traveling into and out of the United States.
And how long have you been with U.S. Customs and Border Protection?
With U.S. Customs and Border Protection for 13 years.
And what are your responsibilities there?
My responsibilities are mainly to inspect documents of individuals that are traveling into and out of the United States.
Are you familiar as a result with a system known as TECS, T-E-C-S?
Yes.
Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. So TECS is a law enforcement tool that basically stores arriving and departing records for individuals that are traveling in the United, into and out of the United States.
And who has access to it?
U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
And how are entries in techs generated?
They're mainly inputted by the airlines when passengers travel internationally on aircraft.
Now, are you familiar with another system called APIS, APIS?
Yes.
Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. So APIS stands for Advanced Passenger Information System. It's a system used by the airlines to transmit travel data of passengers traveling into and out of the United States.
And what interaction does that have with techs?
Once a record is inputted into APIS, it's transmitted to techs within 72 hours of a traveler's arrival or departure into the United States.
And what would someone who's traveling in or out of the United States need to give in order to have their information go into APIS?
A passport.
And what happens if someone has dual citizenship and has two passports?
So the airlines scan whichever passport or record whatever passport is provided to them by the traveler.
And if someone has dual citizenship, would it record still that they're coming or leaving the country?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So if someone has dual citizenship and they use another country's passport, does it still get recorded into APIS?
Yes.
Okay. Now, sir, you've earlier provided some documentation from techs that's been stipulated to as Exhibit 82. Your Honor, with the court's permission, the Commonwealth would seek to publish Exhibit 82.
And the description of Exhibit 82 is what?
A two-page text document having the name Anna Walsh.
Is it from one of these two systems?
It is from the TECS system by U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
All right. The two pages of TECS documents are now admitted into evidence as Exhibit 82.
Thank you, Ron. Yes. And this is remark is 82? That's okay. We're literally on the same page. So, Mr. Foley, can you see the screen, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to walk us through this document. The date at the top left-hand corner and time, what is that, sir?
July 8th, 2025.
And underneath that, encounter date to start and encounter end date, what are those two dates representing?
Those dates are the travel records from January 1st, 2022 and ending on July 7th, 2025 for pertaining to Anna Walsh.
And what is the date of birth?
Date of birth is April 12th, 1983.
And scrolling down, sir, there's two lines of entry with Anna Walsh's name. Can you walk us through what those two lines represent?
Sure. So the bottom line shows that Anna Walsh departed the United States on November 23rd, 2022, and returned to the United States on December 7th, 2022.
So on that bottom line, after November 23rd, 2022, there is a UA under carrier code. What's that mean, sir?
That stands for United Airlines.
And what does the O in the next column mean, sir?
That stands for outbound.
And now, sir, it says on board. What is the significance of that?
That shows that the airline confirmed that she was on board the aircraft.
Now, on the top row of data right above that, what does LH mean under carrier code?
That stands for Lufthansa Airlines.
And what does the I mean, sir?
Inbound.
Now, underneath that, there is a legend. And can you just run through the legend for us as far as what the codes and values are next to them?
Sure. So DUB is Dublin, Ireland. FRA, Frankfurt International Airport in Frankfurt, Germany. BOS is Boston Logan International Airport. And IAD is Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C.
And, sir, other than those two entries, were there any other records of Anna Walsh traveling outside the country from January 1st, 2022 to your July date in 2025?
No, sir.
Nothing further with Mr. Foley, Your Honor.
Any cross?
The records that have been admitted as Exhibit 82, they're not public records.
No, sir.
Thank you. Any redirect?
No, Your Honor.
The witness may step down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Patrick Greer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sir, could you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Patrick Reardon, R-E-A-R-D-O-N.
Where do you work, sir?
Cohasset.
And what do you do in Cohasset?
I am a sergeant and a canine handler.
How long have you been, you say sergeant, so I'm assuming Cohasset Police Department.
Yes.
How long have you been with the Cohasset Police Department?
About 18 years.
And how long have you been a sergeant?
About 3 years.
And how long have you been a canine handler?
About 15 years.
And in January of 2023, what was your canine's name?
Einstein.
Now, what type of dog is Einstein?
He's a Belgian Malinois.
And what type of police dog is Einstein?
He's certified as a patrol dog. He tracks, it does area searches, building searches.
What type of training did he go into to be able to track?
So initially he takes myself and him go through a 16-week training with the local sheriff's office. And from there, we do a twice a month training.
And now, sir, I'd like to ask you some questions about January 5th of 2023. Did you have the opportunity to do a track or an area search with Einstein that day?
I did.
Approximately what time?
About 10:20 in the morning.
And what was the weather like?
It was cool, cloudy.
And where did you conduct this search?
I conducted the search in the front left side, in the rear of the property.
And when you say the property, is that 516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway?
Yes.
Now, sir, what type of search was this?
This was considered an area search.
And what would you call it? Can you tell us what an area search means?
An area search basically means it's not a track, so we don't have a definitive area of where the person would have started. So an area search would just be using the dog to try and pick up a scent of human odor in the area.
Now, Your Honor, if I may, we've stipulated to a series of photographs from Exhibits 83 to 89, and if I could publish the first of those, Exhibit 83.
You may.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman? Sergeant, can you see the image on the screen?
I can.
Is that the general area of the home that you had the opportunity to do your area search of?
It is.
And if we may have Exhibit 84. Now, Sergeant, do you see this image, Exhibit 84?
Yes.
Is the home in Exhibit 84?
Yes.
Now, sir, can you just tell us generally how far the home is set back from Route 3A?
It's about 100 yards.
And just generally looking at Exhibit 84, can you tell us again where you did your search?
So as you look at the home, I started the area search in the front left between the home and 3A on the left-hand side and worked my way back through the area where you can see Peppermint Brook.
Now, if we may have Exhibit 85. Sir, what part of the home is this?
That's the front.
And did you have the opportunity to walk this area with Einstein?
To the left of the driveway, yes.
And if we could have Exhibit 86. Do you recognize this area, sir?
Yes.
And that was also an area you got to walk with Einstein?
Yes.
All right. And Ms. Gilman, could we have, just a little bit out of order, Exhibit 39 from the other day? Do you recognize this area, sir?
Yes.
What is this of the house?
This is the backyard of the home.
What animals were in the backyard of the home when you were doing your search with Einstein?
There was a large German Shepherd in the fenced-in area.
And how was it behaving?
It was barking consistently at us.
And what was Einstein doing during this?
He was fine. He's not dog aggressive, so he continued to work.
And so is that what that other dog would be considered, dog aggressive?
Yes.
And could we have Exhibit 87? Do you recognize this area, sir?
Yes.
Where is this in relation to the home?
It's to the left of the home.
And did you get to walk this with Einstein?
I did.
And then if we could have Exhibit 88? Do you recognize this area, sir?
Yes.
And where was this?
Similar area to the left of the home, towards the back.
And then the final image I want to show you is Exhibit 89. And where is this in relation to the home?
That's in the backyard as well, the gravel path that leads up to the back.
And now, sir, what, if anything, did you find?
We didn't find anything.
How long did you do that area search with Einstein?
It was approximately 25, 30 minutes.
And did you go inside the fence where the dog was?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Because the dog was there and it wouldn't have worked out.
All right. Nothing further, Your Honor.
Ross?
No questions.
The witness may step down. Thank you.
Thank you.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.